It was a dark and a stormy night. What's up, guys? Listen to What Guys Think, the podcast where we tell tales of the old sea as Billy cracks his beer.
Ooh,
that was nice. Some ASMR.
Go on, sit back, relax, go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in. It's What Guys Think.
What's up, guys? Listen to What Guys Think, the podcast where two guys talk about their lives and eat fries and supersized.
Save lives with pizza buys. All right.
Pretty much we talk about pop culture related to ourselves and how we think and what we do and our own experiences. And wrap it all in a bundle of joy and set it on a ship to go.
Downtown, down the stream.
What's up, guys? They're listening to the, what is this, episode 7 of What Guys Think, season 2. We're back, baby, and we're here to have a good time. Yeah. Count it up. Last time we left you, I think it was the night that I got my second Pfizer shot.
There it is.
And it was pretty funny because I woke up and I literally felt like I got hit by bats.
Like vampire bats?
It's like I got bit by a vampire before I went to bed. I felt like that scene in Casino. At the end when like they meet in the cornfield.
Oh my God.
And then they beat the shit out of Joe Pesci and his brother.
Yeah.
Literally how I felt the next day. And I remember I couldn't sleep because I was like, oh, I was like, I don't want to go to bed yet. I was like, I wanted to go to bed, but I was like, I'm going to feel like shit tomorrow. I was like, I knew it. Like late at night, I was like, this is going to feel like ass. So I kept waking up. I woke up like 10 times that night.
Jeez.
And I was like, how do I feel?
Did you take anything?
I took two Tylenol before I went to bed. And I was like, that might put a little something in me. But then the next day I had to go with Michelle mm-hmm. to get her shot at the same place. So we took a trip and I felt like crap. But like, I didn't feel like sick. It's like a weird feeling. It's like I just felt like I got beat up. Like, you know, I was hungover. It felt like I was hungover.
Yeah, like a late night after bar.
Right, but you don't, like, you're no, like, pain. The only thing pain that I felt was
Tuesday
like
night?
In the arm. Yeah, Tuesday night bar.
50 cent
right?
beers.
The worst nights after
next
that.
Day.
Get the beer shits.
Feel like, everything hurts after that.
Yep. You get the hot dog. Why do they have a hot dog stand at bar right afterwards?
Drunk people like hot dogs. I mean, but I got a few of those.
I got some Pedialyte in me. Pedialyte saved my life. I hung out with the family. I did end up getting like a low grade fever.
Damn.
And I felt fine. I just felt really tired. But then it was gone. By that night, I felt fine. And the next day, I was fine. Like, it was gone.
You know how I felt after my second Pfizer shot?
Yeah, Bill, tell him.
I didn't feel anything. The guy, all right, I can tell you right now, the guy who gave me the shot, I thought he was kidding when he gave it to me.
Yeah.
He says, it's done. I was like, it's done.
I remember
I thought you poked me your arm with your finger. I didn't feel anything.
Like, and you were going to show me what you were going to do.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, the next day, it's going to feel like shit. The second shot, wait for it. I'm like, I'm waiting for it.
And, nothing. Billy wakes up, he's like a big yawn. I was like, how you feel? Big
wet. They're like, do you need Advil? Do you need Advil? I'm like, I don't need shit.
I honestly think it's
I feel great.
I think it's because you're treated with the old hemp there.
Yeah, I'm treated with Mother's Garden.
Yeah, Mother's Garden.
Every day.
Yeah, I think that's like the secret ingredient.
So that's the secret ingredient to staying nice and
And then my girlfriend healthy. Got the shot. Like, she just felt crappy in the middle of the night, and then the next day she felt fine. And
different strokes for different folks.
So weird, man. You know, that's it. But yeah, did you hear from mom today? She said she felt like shit too.
Yeah, she said she was like, and she said my head feels great.
Yeah,
but my body feels like
that's how I
garbage.
Felt. Like your body just feels like you don't feel like physically feel like you just feel like you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's so weird.
I feel like we're scaring everyone who hasn't gotten it yet. Like, great, this is why I have to.
This is why I didn't get the shot. It's like, it's gonna be all right. And now you have the people with the blood clot.
Yeah.
It's like the 6 blood clots. She's like, we're not gonna be able to take the Johnson & Johnson. It's like, bro.
That Johnson & Johnson's
it's off the
Terminator
shelf
now, right?
They're like, get it off the shelf.
Get it off.
It's
killing blood.
It's
killing blood.
I know. I heard people were like, but birth control gives blood clots. Like, don't worry about it. I don't know too much like what it's doing, but sure, it ain't a good thing. You know, I wish it was nothing, but I'm glad it's not like 3 people instantly dead from Johnson & Johnson. Like, imagine that.
The last thing I want, I feel like if they're saying you're going to get the Johnson & Johnson shot, just one, I'm like,
no,
I'm going to go wait for the other two.
Yeah. I think,
I feel like the other two is just like more like getting positive notes, like the 90 percentile, while the other one was doing like the 75 percentile.
Yeah. I think the efficacy had to do with. Like, I think they were both tested in different periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the reason why the Johnson & Johnson is lower is because it was tested on either way more people or during a time where there was more people who had it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why it's like a 67. Yeah. I think that's why it's like a 67% when like the others are like 90.
90s.
So they all might be around the same efficiency. I know, I think it's 100% chance that you will not get hospitalized if you have at least the shot, like one.
And even after the shot, I think it's the worst you can get is probably like a cold.
You know what I'm trying to get, you know what I'm trying to get a shot of though?
What?
The fucking super soldier serum. I can go for some of that. What would you do if you shot up?
I would
with
love
that?
To have America's ass.
I want America's ass too.
Oh, dude. I need to get back in shape.
You got a nice butt. Is it still nice?
It's nice, but it's like it's not as firm. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
It's just a little more jelly.
It's like that extra fat chub you get.
Okay.
Yeah, little pudge.
I think, but you could still work that thing.
Yeah, I could twerk that shit the next
Tuesday.
That's good.
That's all that matters. We've been watching the new Falcon and Winter Soldier,
mm-hmm.
which is on Disney Plus. Since WandaVision's gone, and this is like
if you haven't finished. If you finished WandaVision, get on this.
Yeah, definitely. If you're hesitating, if you're like, oh, I don't really know Falcon, like I don't know.
Yeah, like oh, he was like a substitute teacher in Avengers.
They didn't really tell. Yeah, they didn't do much.
This is
with
it. This is their time to shine.
This made me love him,
dude. I love both these characters.
I love both of them. Like they're like the best synergy ever.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just don't want it to stop.
It's just Mean Mugging Tuesday, right? Mean Mugging Mondays with their faces, and it's just like we have that mood right now.
I can't wait for the new episode. What did you think about the last episode with Cap?
I don't want to say any spoilers.
No, let's just do it.
All right, guys, you can skip this. Skip it up a little bit.
If you don't want the spoilers, just
like, that's scary. All right, this is what's going to donut. Fucking dark.
It just,
we're feeling the Boys show dark.
If you guys haven't watched The Boys on Amazon, it's pretty much like what superheroes would probably be like if it was a reality.
For reality.
It's pretty much they do stuff all for the cameras, and then behind the scenes, they just don't give a fuck. You know, mm-hmm.
They're running people over, exploding them.
Like, this guy had super speed, and he was running through people and, like, fucking just, like, didn't give a fuck. Like, it's just insane, like, the show.
And if you think about, like, Superman going through an entire building, killing, like, all those people working in there, you know?
But it just had the latest episode of the Falcon and Winter Soldier just had that vibe of the Boys. Basically, the new Captain America, if you haven't watched it.
Hate him.
There's new, well, you know, like I
dislike him.
Some people love him because of what he did on this.
Yeah,
episode.
I mean, honestly.
I think it's crazy how Disney was able to do this. And I didn't expect this at all.
Disney's bringing out its roots. Disney's now it's getting into like all like the comic books and like we have power.
Right.
How can they be stopped? They can do anything want now.
So basically, if you haven't seen the show, you could skip over this part because I don't want to spoil it. But, you know, what Captain America did was pretty much this new Captain America, because they have like a replacement Cap since they pretty much like, I think they said that the old one, like the, you know, Chris Evans Captain America was like passed away. Like they lost him or something. And during the end game,
I think they lost him to like disease, didn't they?
They didn't say that he died from old age. They don't know about that.
They don't know about
like
that,
the government.
Okay.
So they just said like, oh, he died during Endgame for his country or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they had this new Cap. He's like right out of the war, you know, Medal of Honors through the back. Like he's definitely seen like the scene. And with the latest episode, you know, he ended up committing homicide.
Yeah, in front of everybody. Where were they?
I don't know. It was in European country.
Like in front of some like fountain.
Yeah, they were like, it was like a fountain. Like everybody was there with their phones, and he's just bashing this man with a shield. And like you just see, like it looked like he was like decapitating him.
Yeah,
but he wasn't. It was like he was.
I think
he just
indented
his
face. Definitely
his chest. His chest was
just chest. Whatever.
Definitely went through. Like broke some bone, and like because there was, it showed like once he was done, like blood on the shield,
blood
on his hand,
all blood all over the shield, dude.
Dude, I couldn't. Like I was like, damn. I was like, I thought, you know, they'd just show him dead. Like blood and everything. I was like, whoa, like, this is like dark.
Got dark.
But I was like, this
I
is
loved it.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
I can't wait for the rest of the. There's like two episodes left.
Made me hype for the next episode.
And I'm pumped. I was going to ask you though, if you were a superhero, mm-hmm. would you want, well, let's start like this. Would you want to be a hero or a villain or an anti-hero?
I mean, I didn't grow up a villain,
right.
You know, I grew up pretty well. I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, I'd feel bad for both sides of people. So I feel like I'd have to do my due diligence
mm-hmm.
and help people out with my powers. But I wouldn't like go out of my way to become an icon in the city. I just do it here's and there's.
Right.
I'd be like Deadpool. Like, I'll do it. You know?
Yeah. Like, I guess I'll help. Like Hancock too.
Yeah. Like Hancock.
So you'd be like an anti-hero. Wouldn't be like, I'm going to save the city. Like you would be like,
I'd be Captain Baked.
Would
I come to doors.
I was just going to ask you. I said, what would
I
be
go
your
to doors, give them nugs. Like,
what would be
stay in the streets, kids.
What would be your superhero power, really? Like, what would you want your power to be?
Well,
like, probably, it doesn't have to be related to
anything. All right, I can just make any pizza. come into my hands.
Like, your girlfriend, what slice would you?
No, like, I was like, what? And like, someone's like, yo, I'm starving. I'm like, yo, what slice would you want? Bang. I just whip it out of my hand. Bang.
What is that going to do? How, like, I know it's going to help
feed people. My friends.
How are you going to fight your enemies? What are you going to do?
I'm be like, yo, I know some banging ass place pizza. And they're like, yo, what's your favorite pizza, Mr. Villain? And I'm like, if you stop, I'll give you
not,
it.
You're not the, you're not the villain. You would be the hero.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saving people from hunger.
Oh my God. I can't. So, like, how would you, like, a bad guy comes up to you with a gun. What are you doing?
I work for Domino's or something. Like, I just make millions of pies. So
you wouldn't be like,
dude, workflow would be off the chain.
Okay.
I'd be like, man, I'd be like the headquarter master of the pizza place.
What would your name be?
Captain Baked.
Captain Baked. Yeah, I love it.
Baked pizza.
I think I would. I definitely see myself as like a hero type. but I probably would turn bad in the future. I feel like that would be like my, what's it called? My turning point or like, story. My arc, my yeah. character arc. I would want to be able to tell time from broken clocks.
So like my watch don't work?
It don't work. I'm able to tell the time.
Yo. What time is it, Frank? I don't know what time it is.
I would be able to tell you.
4 o'clock.
And no, but seriously, like I would love like a superpower where I would be able to teleport. Like
teleportation,
like be able to instant transmission.
I feel like everyone wants that because like who would want to wait, you know, hours and hours to go on a plane? Everyone's like so consistent yeah. now. They want it now.
But like I would quick. Want it where like if people were to hold on to me, like let's say like 20 people, like, we form like a chain of people. We're all going. Jeez. So everybody would have their bags. They're packed.
And, so you'd be the airplane.
I would be the instant would be like, airplane. They would be like, yo, is Frank taking us this weekend? I want to go to the fucking pyramids.
Yeah, I want to go to Bahamas
like,
tonight.
They'd be like, dude, Venmo, like $100 each. He said it'll just take us. And I would have everyone to probably, hop I'd probably get in trouble with like, you know, the governments and
trafficking,
stuff. Trafficking. Yeah. And so what I would probably, but I would probably just use it to be lazy. I'd be like, oh, fuck, I gotta go to the store. But you know how convenient that would be?
I mean, oh my God.
I'd probably be 300 pounds though.
What with it? Like I'm hungry now for something.
No, I just wouldn't move. I would just. Oh. There would be no exercise.
I'm thinking about like instant transmission delivery.
Why are you so? You gotta stop smoking before the pod,
dude.
We got made fun of how our last podcast was all food.
Yeah, it was all food. We talked too much.
We got a little bit too hungry on that episode. But what would you? What would be? What do you think a good superhero name for me would be?
For you?
Yeah. Dr. Giggles.
Captain Camera.
Captain Camera.
You take pictures and they freeze in time.
That's a good. That's good. I was just gonna ask you if you made me a superpower, what would it be?
Captain Camera.
Captain Camera. I freeze and then they're frozen on the page.
Yeah, and there's and then you trap them in the picture like Yu-Gi-Oh, like Pegasus.
And then they only come out if I play them
on a dual disc.
And then we make millions off of a fucking board game.
No, then we get sued for counterfeit.
Yeah, that's for copyright. That's how it would end up. If I was to make you a superpower, it would have to be some type of weed relation. Oh my God, I'm trying to think. Captain Camera, that was great.
You like that one?
What about the Wizarding Weeds? And you would just
Jesus, the Wizarding Weeds. What am I, a local town?
You would just shoot out weed plants. No, you get everybody high.
I shoot blunts in people's mouths.
No, you get everybody stoned. Like what? by the touch of it, you get them stoned, and then they would be like too tired to fight.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yep, and they would be exhausted.
Just super baked,
and they forget exactly why they were there.
Yeah, why am I here? What am I doing?
And then bam, you're a hero.
And then I knock them out with one punch, bang.
That's great.
Because you know,
at least we have our starting stories. We'll reach out to some comic book people, maybe the guys in Red Bank, and see if they can see if we can get something issued. Last week, DMX passed away.
Oh no, rest in peace.
How'd you hear about that?
Facebook.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter, and you know, I was like, I wasn't like playing DMX every day, but I feel like I feel like every movie had like his songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what it made me think of? Do you remember Like Mike?
Yeah,
it was with Bow Wow. Yeah, Lil Bow. No, was it? Yeah, Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah, Bow Wow.
And I forgot the other guy's name who played his boy, his stepdad eventually.
Smalls.
Smalls. Smalls. I used to call Smalls cousin Danny.
Was it Smalls?
No. Are you thinking of? You might be thinking of.
I think I'm thinking of.
Sandlot.
Sandlot. Yeah.
Anyway, like Mike, there was a part where Tracy. That's his name. Tracy was driving the car.
Morgan.
No, Tracy Morgan. Tracy was driving the car and he's listening to y'all gonna make me lose my mind. And then he jumps out of the back seat, goes up in it. And then they're like, what? And then they start doing like the whole routine.
It's too good.
And even like Deadpool. Like your ex gonna give it to you. That's like you think of Deadpool when you hear that song.
It's true.
But I was looking up, like, because you know how, like, people, when they pass away, they're like, oh, why are you supporting them? Like, they did this, this, and this.
Yeah.
No bad things.
They did all those bad things.
No bad things that were said about this man. Nope. And actually, it's good thing shined. They were expressing on Twitter how he would go into, like, Waffle Houses and, like, mop up. Like, if what? You, yeah, he would, like, he mop clean the floors. And he would be like, can I whip up some breakfast? And he would whip up breakfast for people. And he was just, like, that type of dude. Like, he didn't let fame, you know, stop him from being
humble. A regular person.
Humble.
Yeah.
I think that's what the key. Like, you got to stay humble. You got to stay chill. Yeah. Like, even if you make it. Like, once we make it here, bro, we gotta stay all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to remember your roots.
You got to remember where we started. Off the cell phones, man.
off the voicemail recording.
When did you get into music? Like, do you remember, like, when you were a kid, like, what you liked?
Sure. What do you mean? When did I get into music? I was bumping my booty at, like, age, like, one.
Billy at the family parties that would have, like, to get in the circle.
I was twerking before it was good.
Like, we didn't have an option as kids. I know, like, people are like, oh, I don't dance. Like, we didn't have an option.
No.
Like,
our family would throw us into the lion's den.
Or else
they would throw us in the middle of the circle in the party, like, dance, monkeys.
Dance. We were literally monkeys. Like, dance around. And then Billy would have to shake his ass.
Yeah, and then they whip me with their hands. Move it. Woo!
I remember at a party.
I'm like, oh my God.
At a party, I would only dance if I had, like, I was wearing, like, these sunglasses and this hat, and I was, like, able to. Then I finally, like, broke free because I was like, no one's able to see me.
Frank's like, yeah.
I was like,
Frank can't see me dance.
I'm like, no one. And they're like, is that Frankie? And I was like, yep, that's me.
That's me.
I was saving these dance moves up. I was thinking, though, we never really went to, like, concerts. Like, do you remember going to a concert? I don't think we ever went to, like, you never, like, an artist. Like, oh, I'm going to go see Blink 182.
Yeah, no. Like, went to, like,
did you ever have, like, a concert that you wanted to go see that you're like, damn?
Yeah, the one with, was it Drake Wayne?
We went there.
Yeah, we did.
No, I'm just saying,
as a kid. Yeah. Nah. No. I was more like, oh, I want to go to Comic-Con.
Right.
I want to go to Disney World. I want to go to Paramount Studios. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go see concerts.
I know. I was never really into, like, music like that until like later on in high school.
Yeah, after you get depressed and you start feeling things about
the music's doing something for me, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Bro, I think
you find yourself.
I think when it comes to one thing, I think with humanity and, you know, mankind, like, I think music is, like, the only thing that we did right. Like, without, like, sure, there's some.
I feel like we needed music, like, as a society.
I feel like it, you know, can change our mood. It can get us active and get us creative. It can get us focused. And really, it could just get you chill. Like, you can listen to it in the background. You can listen in the car.
No, man, I can listen for hours.
I know.
Sitting there, spacing out.
Like, imagine you didn't have music. Like, wouldn't you be?
Well, if we never had music,
right,
then we wouldn't know what we're missing.
That's true.
Until it happens.
It would suck if.
But I feel like it's almost impossible not to have music because at some point.
We can make our own music.
You know, at some point, you're going to drop a nickel in a.
And it's going to go.
And it's going to ding dong ding. Or like, oh, that made a funny sound. Ding dong ding. And then you're going to try to repercussion it.
And you're like, I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Ding dong ding. Because we're all.
Bing bong bing.
So stupid.
No, you're right. It's.
You take a sip.
Excuse me. I was a little thirsty. It's one of, like, mankind's best things.
It really is.
I remember I went to a concert with, like, my first girlfriend, Marissa, and she took me, like, it was Hot 97 fucking. It was at PNC.
My God.
It was at PNC. It was like Flo Rida.
It was like we're in the backseat of the car.
Calvin Harris. I remember Flo Rida was on stage singing Wild Ones with fucking.
Oh my God.
See, it wasn't there.
Did he sing low?
No. I think he did.
There's no way he's not going up stage and singing low.
Dude, I remember in, like, we used to have fucking, you know, those it wasn't even sweet 16s. It was, like, just birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
These two girls had birthdays always had a party in my grade. And they made the DJ play low, like, 20 times. Like, play low. God. I remember that you were able to write it down, like, give it to the guy.
Oh, no. And they just go down the list.
And he would be like, oh, my God. He's like, he had to play at least 20 times. It was a fucking jam, bro. Boots with the fur.
Oh, yeah.
Whole club was looking at her. Whole club.
Whole club.
Fourth graders.
Grind line.
grind line in the middle school bathroom.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I remember
Our age.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Flo Rida was on stage. He had, like, a watch on. He's like, what about this $10,000 watch? And he threw it in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I wonder, was that bullshit? Was that watch like 10 bucks?
It was either so bullshit or it was legit and he really wanted someone to have a $10,000 watch.
I was like, imagine I caught that.
Imagine the person who got it, and they're like, oh shit, I got $10,000 watch. He's like flexing, and then all of a sudden, it's not real.
I remember it was raining that day, and I remember I was in my Tony Hawk sneakers.
Oh my god!
It was like downpouring, and I was like worried about my sneakers. I wore like the same ones next day. All money
your faux hawk. School.
And I remember Calvin Harris went on. He was like, "When I met you in the summer," and I was like, "Fucking jamming like an idiot, bro."
Dude, Calvin has hits.
I haven't heard Calvin. Calvin fucking killed it, bro. Kevin's famous words, bro. Speaking of like fire,
mm-hmm.
Dave on FX. Little Dicky, my man. God. How good of a show.
I could watch that over and over again.
We watched this show, I think, about a year ago when it first came out. Yeah. I think that's when
we watched it when it was premiering. We were hyped up as shiz, but
if you don't know who Little Dicky is, Little Dicky is a rapper, a Jewish rapper, white guy mm-hmm. with a nice curly head of hair.
A beautiful man.
And he's a what does he say in his song? He said he's a 7 with his hair long.
Yeah.
Or no, he says maybe an 8 facial hair strong. Yeah. And he made it like a reality show. What's it called? What type of show is this? Like it's a comedy series. It's a
comedy series. A little bit of a drama. A little bit about his life and stuff. And his backstory.
It's like his backstory, but it's not completely accurate.
Yeah, it's in a way of entertaining.
Right. You know, it's got like they had their, you know, reshape some of the story. Mm-hmm. It's not all, but it's really good. And like the writing is great. The rapping is great. And I wish he would do a little more rapping in the show because he's fire.
Yeah. He's too good. His bars are hot as shit.
Yeah. But it's just so funny. Like, I feel like it's one of those shows where it actually makes me laugh.
Oh, I love Dave. Like, I can't wait for it. Like, is then his next season to come out?
Season 2 just, just finished filming. So, you know, that's gonna be fire. And I actually, the guy on the show, his hype man, who's on the show, Gata, actually, my boy Vinny, who was on the podcast, sent me for my birthday a cameo from Gata. Mm-hmm, and he was like, what's up, Frankie? What's going on, man? And I was crazy. Like, yo, I was like, my dude, Gata. And that was a good time.
That was a great birthday gift.
Yeah, man. Shout out, Vinny. Thank you. But yeah, it's a really good show if you haven't watched it yet. It really like covers like his childhood and it's really funny. It's deep, and
it gets crazy. The season finale. Yeah, I can tell you right now.
He does this song.
Prepare yourself.
He does this song called Jail, and it's.
And we're not gonna say anything more. Don't say nothing more. Okay. Don't say nothing more. Let the people have to watch the show. You have to watch.
If you have Hulu, who have watched it,
you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. If you have Hulu, you have to watch the show right now. Like if you're listening.
Even if you don't have Hulu, I would say try to find on YouTube clips and shit. I don't know.
If you want
to
watch YouTube clips, that too. That's still nice.
Cheat and shit.
Definitely, if you're listening to this podcast after this, go watch that. But I always think about I always think about skits like on TV shows like my own like on scenarios in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance,
what would you have as a skit in your life?
Like, not a skit in my life. Like, if I was to have my own TV show, like, this skit would definitely be in it because it's just, like, relatable and it's funny. Like, mm-hmm. we went out to breakfast one time and we went through the front door and it said, like, do not, like, use the next door.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let's go around. And then the next one said, use the front door. I said, imagine just, like,
oh, it's just a constant, just
keep fucking
like,
going around loop? In circles.
Like, don't like, use that door. Use this door. Oh
you never
God.
Find the door. And the whole episode is about getting inside.
Just people going around in circles. Like, well, I wonder where the real door is.
And I was just like, yo, with all this material, we just have to make our own show. Because I feel like it would be hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have a show idea in mind? Like, if you were to think of a show. A show you like. If you were to be in a show, what show would you want to be in? Like a TV show?
Dave.
You would want to be in Dave?
I feel like everyone's in it.
I know.
Why can't I be?
That's true. It feels like one of those shows is so natural.
Yes, it's so natural. It's all like, hey, how you doing? I'm Dave.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And hey, how am I doing? I'm Billy.
I'm Billy. But I think I would
like
want to.
Any other show? Yeah, like a cartoon series?
Even like an anime. Oh, Like put yourself in. Put yourself in, I don't know, maybe. I'm trying to be what Attack on Titan. I could be the Titan.
Oh, I don't want to be in that. I feel like everyone would want to avoid that. Anime. Yeah, you know, get eaten. It's probably the worst thing in the world.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? You're right.
Not a fan. All right, I would say Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah, because obviously everyone gets kind of that electrocuted by Pikachu and live. So I feel like I have a good chance of surviving. Yeah.
I think I would.
Plus they're cute. I like the Pokemon.
We were watching this show. Have you ever seen that show? Nailed It.
I heard about
it. I watched it yesterday. It's like this new cooking. I don't know if it's new.
But it's a cooking show?
It's a cooking show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Nailed It. And basically they show like there's like a, I think, I don't know if they're all chefs or bakers, but there's like a celebrity and then they have like a chef. And then they have like, I don't know if it's the host or if she's also a chef.
Yeah, the person that holds the cake up.
Yeah, they have like, but basically there's like three people on the show that like they know how to cook like chicken. Like, I don't know, like they're not professional.
Okay.
And then they have like,
they're making mac and cheese and tater tots.
Yes. And, or like they're famous like guacamole.
My famous turkey club.
Right. So they have like a presentation of like at the one I watched, they had to make like a boom box and it was like a double layered cake with like ice cream in the middle. And then they had to put like a thing over it to make it look like a boom box and decorate it. Oh,
that's dope.
So they have to do it, but it's like, they suck.
Oh, they're really? They're not professionals?
No. So that's why it's called. I can just imagine that's how why bad, it's called.
Because if I was doing then this.
They put, yeah. I nah. said this would be the best thing for me. Because they do like duos. Imagine us on the show. I said we'd be fucking dying. So they put like a cover over it and then they lift it up and they go, nailed it. And it's like terrible. We have to watch it, bro.
No, we got to watch
it's
it now.
It's so funny. So they had to make God. A. And then they had to make like a double layer cake.
Okay.
That was like 90s theme. It had like the little 90s checkered like yeah, square and triangle like square. That seven, not that 70 show. Like, like Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, man. Like that type of funk and they had rollerblades on top. Oh, but some of them get creative like that. I can't do this. But the things, they have to do in an hour and those definitely took more than an hour. Like they did not take
an
hour. I felt like the Joker just now with his voice.
I don't know. You sound like more like Batman from the comic book series.
Where's the drugs?
Oh, wow. That was pretty good.
It's just my...
Oh, yeah, the phlegm in your throat?
Yeah,
delicious. Delicious.
But we definitely have to get on that show because I feel like we would be so funny. I feel like we'd be entertaining. They probably,
you know what else I would want to have been on?
What?
Silent Library. Always wanted to be on.
I mean, we could do that now. Like, we just have one of our friends be like the host.
And
be
record like, us, put tasers on our asshole.
We can actually use this to test the loudness. Our little Zoom here, and then we could test. That'll be like the indicator.
That would be dope.
Yeah. Make a little Silent Library show.
Yeah, make a little video clip of it. Why not?
I would want. Oh my God! Do you remember that show? The high school, like, what was that high school confession show where like they would tell like how they got detention or their senior prank or something? It's just called High School Stories.
High School Stories. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was
on
like
MTV,
a,
right?
Yep. It was like there was like a story about a bunch of people jumping in the pool and a bunch of people like driving a car through the school and their motorcycle but there was like it wasn't like film.
Do you think any of that was real?
It was probably real, but I don't think the video, they did like a reenactment.
Yes.
So they did like a reenactement of it.
Those reenactments were great.
And it was hysterical. Oh, you know what was the worst show ever? Like cringiest show if you think about it. What was the...
You asking me? You're about to tell me. What was
I don't know the name of it. Parental Control.
Yes. I love that.
The cringes. I love
that show.
They would have
it was like their mom and dad are real strict, right?
Yeah. Daddy. They would have a really strict parent. And they'd be like, Timmy hates Johnny's boyfriend.
Yeah, because he farts in the kitchen while they're having dinner.
And he doesn't change the toilet paper roll.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, so today, Jocelyn's going to go on a
date
with
two of
the
guys that his dad sent over.
Yeah. It's like, and then they're pretending like they're watching the show when they're
totally not watching it. And they have to make like, do like little gestures like, oh my God.
It's like, yeah, they're like, look how he's holding her hand. Shut up, mom.
Yeah. You're going to lose her.
You're going to lose her. That's
so
the bit.
Dumb. I loved it though. I couldn't wait for the next episode. I was like, whatever cringy episode's coming next.
I remember when I was young, I was like, they're definitely not watching what's going on. I was like, this is all
prepped. They'd pan over to the TV to see if they're watching it. Yeah. And it was like clipped on to the TV. It looked so off.
Yeah, it was fake. It was so never fake. Even on. It was like a green screen, like taped on the TV terribly. And then I remember at the end, it would be like, it's either you stick with the girl you had. And I remember some of the guys would be like, damn, this new girl's looking good.
Yeah.
And then they would just ditch the old girl. But I was like, is this show bullshit? It's probably bullshit.
Oh, 100% bullshit.
And then you had Next.
Next was my favorite show. When you're like the person who will just walk out and they're like waiting for them to get halfway there. And they're like, scream out, next.
Dude. They wouldn't even make it off the bus.
And they go back and they have to say some cringy like line at them. Yeah. Like, well, you're missing out. Like they slap their ass and go to the bus.
Yeah, they're like, well, you just missed that on this hot piece.
Yeah, something stupid.
I remember like there was a girl who was like not on the bus. She was like the girl for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like a dentist or a dental hygienist.
Oh, yeah. And she made him floss, right?
Yes, you remember.
I couldn't forget that episode.
And the guy like flossed and he had blood and she was
she's like, dude, next. She's like, whoa, gums bleed.
He was like, not floss that much. Bro, early TV, early MTV, like when we were young.
Yeah.
The shit was funny.
They definitely had some great freaking things on there.
Good fucking time.
Things that they couldn't put on the TV today. Everything would be too over the top.
Yeah, no shot. speaking about early days, I was thinking about the early days in school when, you know, it would be really bad weather, or maybe it would just be raining.
Okay.
And we, mom would say, wear a jacket. Yep. And we would have to wear the fucking big puffy ass jacket.
Puffy ass jacket.
That was huge. Like, why did they make them so puffy? It's like, know, we were going to fall over. And
just
like,
give us a regular raincoat, man.
Right?
Just cover it like a hoodie.
But jeez, I was thinking, raincoat. Like, did you ever, like, and you know, and God forbid we had to take an umbrella to school. Did you ever have to take an umbrella?
Yeah, and leak over the floors and the teacher.
And then they would say, this kid brought an umbrella to school. Like, I feel like, I don't know why it was a thing.
They made fun of us.
It was like a non-spoken or maybe spoken thing. Like,
man, if you brought an umbrella? Just put a hood on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
why was that a thing back then? Why was that like why couldn't I just fucking bring an umbrella?
Why couldn't I bring my parents' umbrella like that covers me?
Because I'm trying to be like, oh, you're trying to be grown up. Fuck that kid. Like, yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
I guess. I guess. Like, oh, dude, you're too old, bro. Umbrella.
Yeah, umbrella.
Well, it's like, why are you wearing that big jacket?
Yeah.
I remember though, like being in this.
I was like, well, I am like 6 foot.
Yeah, right. It's like,
well, what were you like 5'5" at like 13?
My parents fed me good, bro. Yeah. I was literally the biggest kid in school.
You're always the biggest kid.
Do you remember? Oh my God, going back, like just everybody in the nurse's office trying to go home.
It's everyone's like, bro, trying to go home.
Like, and then,
dude, no, I used to, you know what I used to do? What? All right, unspoken.
We're gonna
do the unspoken things what we used to do back then.
Let's hear it.
So, like, one day I saw this girl, she broke out in a rash on her arm. She's like, oh, I'm breaking out in a rash. Oh my God. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Oh shit. She goes to the nurse, right?
Yeah.
And then they call on the monitor. Can someone bring Kelly's backpack into the office? She's going home. I'm like, I'm fucking scratching the shit out of my arm. I want to go home.
No way.
So I scratched my arm real, like a lot, ooh, right? I scratched my arm a lot, right?
What?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm starting to itch in class. So like, they're like, oh shit.
It must be
an outbreak of something in the class. So my arm's all fucking red and shit, and all the kids in the class are like, oh my God, Billy's arm is terrible. Meanwhile, I just hyphen my arm's hyphenated.
Yeah.
So now the nurse is putting like liquid lotion on it. Right? It's looking really bad. And then they bring me back to class. I'm like, I don't think I could do it.
Home.
Playing video games.
Your fucking arm's fine at home when you're playing COD. At like,
oh my God.
12 years. What are you? How old are you?
I don't know.
Probably like 8.
At the time. Fucking.
We did have Call of Duty when we were in elementary school.
Call of Duty should just stop. They're done.
Yeah.
How many Call of Duty are you going to make?
Call of Duty 20.
Yeah, Call of Duty 1000.
Futuristic.
Call of Duty 1000th anniversary.
That's Trump's vengeance.
Fighter versus Trump.
Oh, dude. It's
going to be a COD match.
I remember in school there was a time where I don't know if it was a school lunch or if it was just like a bug going around,
yeah,
but everybody was throwing up.
Yes, I do remember
that. And I don't know if it was like the whole school, if it was just my class, but I remember someone threw up in the morning.
I think it was a stomach virus going on.
I think the hot dogs. We had hot dogs.
Yeah,
that
I think
day.
They gave us bad food.
I think it was the bad hot dogs. I don't think they wanted to say anything because they would have gotten in trouble. But I remember someone threw up outside during recess, and then someone threw up on the backpack. Someone threw up on like the backpacks. Or like by their jacket.
Imagine it wasn't their backpack too. They're like, mom, I have to carry this backpack.
Someone threw up because they saw that throw up, and I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Frank's like, I'm gonna yak. It smells in here.
Oh, and I think I did end up throwing up when I went home. I think it was a bug going around.
Yeah,
I think
had to be. I don't think people would just start randomly throwing up.
I remember everybody was like hiding. They were like, oh, I don't want to get sick.
Yeah,
I was like, mommy, please.
Okay, maybe I would have put like a napkin over my face.
I would have worn a mask.
Tape.
But you can already do that. would have been weird back then. Yeah, tape on yours. Bro, did you ever get bullied in school?
Me?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah?
A little bit.
For what?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I would say like a lot of people liked me. I wouldn't say I was unlikable.
Would you ever say like someone...
I would say there was a few situations where people were trying to take advantage of me. But
right.
I stood up for myself every time. And I feel like I always had people around to have my back. You know, it was never a scenario where I was backed into a corner by five people.
Like, yeah, like,
you're about to get your ass kicked,
punk. Yeah, exactly.
Nah, never like that. No.
Right.
My friends were those assholes. But I never like was there. I would just let them do their thing. And then they come over like, hey, Bill, how was your weekend?
You know?
That was me. Like, I feel like, you know what I said?
What?
That I'm not going to say names, but back in elementary school, people would come up to me and like, yo, you're hanging out with the cool kids. I'm like,
what? Elementary school?
Yeah, back in elementary school to middle school to high school. It was the same question every time. Like, you're hanging out with the cool kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, who's cool? I feel like everyone's cool.
Yeah.
Like that's how I grew up. So I guess there was this, I guess like in the situation, people were like, there was a group of people, but I was never not welcomed in any group, I guess.
I definitely had like a squad of friends, but I never stop that from being friendly with anyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Like, I was friends with all types of kids. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the quiet ones.
I was friends with the quiet ones. We were cool. Yeah. The fucking jocks. Right. I could play.
Like, I was friends with the nerds because,
you know,
I was a fucking
sports,
nerd.
Sports. I like sports. Now. You know. And the nerds now. Yeah, exactly.
I was the nerd, actually.
Exactly. I'm a nerdy sports person of humanity.
Yeah. There you go. I was definitely, like, there was one time.
Now sometimes partakes in the devil's lettuce.
Exactly. You're just like, you cut, I think you're in every box.
I'm trying to fill every box. You know, I'm just trying to live. You know?
Elementary school, I remember when I was a chubby boy. I don't know if I was getting picked on. I was that, like, it was so funny because I would take the bus home.
Yeah.
And I eventually was safety patrol.
Oh, you're wearing that badge.
I had the badge and everything. I was the worst, bro.
The hall monitor.
I remember the girl who was safety patrol with me fucking hated me.
Why? She didn't like the way you did your job?
I would just let the kids do whatever they want in the back of the bus.
See, that's what it is, Frank. She was trying to protect and serve the authority of the school, and you were like, I just want to wear it.
There would always be that bump, like, on the way home from, like, the spot.
Oh, you tell everyone to stand up.
Like, everybody jump. Like, I wouldn't say it. I would just say, like, get ready.
You would say it.
No, I just wouldn't. I probably said it.
Okay, shut up.
I definitely was a bad. I was a bad influence.
You were a terrible hall monitor.
I was, and I definitely. She got the golden badge. I didn't. Of course, get it. You know why? Because
you know
I
why? Because she did her job.
But I didn't like her. You know, like I don't think.
Yeah, because she was doing a job. You weren't.
She was
you
a good girl.
Another, you
She's probably.
Bad boy.
She probably went to Harvard. Who knows? It's all right. She's probably making millions right now.
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, I remember who it was. Oh. But I haven't. I don't follow her on anything. She's all right, probably.
She's fresh.
Shout out to protecting and serving
the hall.
Of all kids. Keep but before that, I remember I was on the bus, and we used to practice, like, spelling for, like, the spelling bee or, like, our spelling tests.
Yeah.
And some words I just didn't know how to spell. So they would be like, you're stupid.
Really? To you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's messed up.
They'd be like, oh, you can't spell? Like, did you not study? I'm like, I don't think I studied. Yeah. But, like, I just couldn't spell the words, and they were able to spell the words or, like, reading. Mm-hmm. I had trouble reading. I think in first grade I was, like, in, like, a remedial reading, because I
you're
remember
in like, you were like behind English.
Yeah, because I was sitting in the back of the class where they would like divide me, like I was through the border.
You'd be with the cones and extra teachers.
Yeah, then yeah, exactly. There would be like a small desk with all the.
Okay, now it's your turn, special boy.
And then they were like, you have to read the book, and I remember they took me out of it because I was doing pretty good. But I remember reading. They would say, "I read page 15 to 20."
Yeah,
and we would read it, and everybody would be done. And I was like, did you even read it? I was like, how fast was that?
Yeah, I feel, and you know what annoyed me? Let's bring that up.
Sure.
I feel like there was girls in our class, right? And they're like, all right, guys, read chapter one.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk and discuss about it after it's over. Yeah. Right? And they give you a certain amount of pages to read.
Right.
I swear there was definitely girls in there. I thought they were robots, dude. They were like flipping those fucking pages.
I used to fucking hate that, bro. You would hear like
hate that. I'm like, how fast are they reading?
Is this JFK reading the fucking?
I was like, we got a computer genius behind me. I was like, it makes no sense. Like Scantron in it. Like it doesn't make sense.
Pissed off.
So, I mean, similar enough, you know, I learned how to read at a decent speed.
Yeah.
You know, but like, come on. They're like scanning with their eyes, like up and down.
I was able to read fast, but I wouldn't retain anything I just read.
Oh, no, of course not. But some of these people did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
And all those people.
How we get like that?
And all the people who weren't, you didn't have to study and just look at it like right before the test and get like 100. Fuck you.
I hate those people.
You know who that is?
I hate those
people. That was Omar.
Mm.
But he, I don't know.
Yeah, shout out Omar. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Omar. Think you're a good test taker, bud. Yeah, but no, I remember being like reading and then everybody would be done and I'd be like, I didn't even know what the fuck I just read.
Me either.
I was like, I
couldn't retain
yet.
Anything. And then sometimes they'd be like, all right, guys, we're going to start. I'm like, shit, I still got like a paragraph and a half left. How fast these people going? Because everyone would be like, I want to read. Like half the people want to read it. No. They know that fucking Susie or Becky would know what the answer was. She'd raise her hand first. And you just sit there and you hope for the teacher didn't call on you. You just look at the teacher. I'd stare at the teacher right in the eyes like this. Like so, right in the eyes. So they wouldn't call on me.
That's a good idea. Because
if you're not looking at the teacher, it doesn't mean you're not paying attention.
And fuck that, too. Pick the person who's raising their hand.
Please.
Just give me no credit.
Yeah, exactly. Because once the person who knows the answer will say it, we can move on with the fucking class.
Yeah, right?
Then we can play 7-Up or whatever. Heads up.
Oh, my God, dude. Fuck that game. Bro, I remember being...
You get picked? You got pissed.
Everybody fucking cheated, too. They would look like... They would look in the corner
always
of the desk.
Yep.
Like, look at whose shoes.
Have a mirror underneath the arm, like me.
People would take off their shoes. You had a mirror?
Yeah.
You did it.
No, because it was like during the week where like the power's out, it's hot, it's during summer. So we play like at least 6 games
a week.
Why
do they keep us in school?
They play us at least
those
once,
days,
like
man.
At the end of the day, we'd play that game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They'd be like, let's play head down seven.
Summer,
up.
No one really gives a shit.
Bro. we played that game and I was so pissed. People would use like their pinkies to push your thumb. Remember that? You would like push their thumb down with your pinky, yeah, thinking like it was so a girl. This
girl did it.
And then light like, fingers. Oh, you know who was good at that? Fucking Zach.
Zach.
Yeah. I don't want to say his last name, but
Efron?
He was Zach Efron.
So good at it.
He was really good. Nobody was able to get him.
Nah.
I'm out of the words.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
he was really good. And I remember I was like, fuck. I was like, how's this kid doing it? Mm-hmm. And I was never good. I was never picked. I was too big. I think that's why I was a clonk with my big ass feet.
No, I think they felt your fat fingers hit them too when you were when you were it.
Did you tell me in school like there was a kid when you were in like the? No wait, did this happen in elementary school that you typed in something on the computer and like a bunch of porn popped up?
Yeah,
that was in elementary school.
That was me. I was looking it up.
You were just trying to see some titties?
No, I didn't look up anything. No, but there was like fucking, yeah. So, there was like a bunch of porn that was opened up. And this, I think it was, what was it? The library or something?
The fuck is that? I just had a sip of this Kona.
Yeah, it's gross.
Seltzer. Oh, it's a seltzer. I thought it was a beer. I was like, this tastes like fucking fruit.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a seltzer.
It's delicious.
Is it good?
Oh, man. I hope it doesn't have the.
Roni.
Hard seltzer. It contains alcohol. Yep. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Going dry.
Going dry, dude.
No, I can have it.
It's a dry podcast.
I have to preach real quick. White Claws, maybe this Kona, and some of the other seltzers, like they're all made with like malt liquor. But the High Noons
aren't.
They're made with sparkling water and alcohol, like vodka. Like vodka, yeah. It's straight. Malt liquor kills my stomach, and I don't know what it is. I don't know. This might... I have to look into it if it's malt liquor or not, but if it is, then it's going to probably hurt my stomach, so maybe I'll just chill on it for a sec.
All right, I'll look into it.
Yeah, Bill's like, I'll fucking drink it.
I'll drink it. I'll take a couple sips of that, babe boy.
But how did that happen? Do you remember when how all the porn popped up? I remember you typed in, like, Happy Rain, and you said a bunch of...
I don't know what.
In school.
Oh, in school?
You said, I remember you coming home, and you're like, Ma, like, I typed this into the computer, and a bunch of naked girls popped up over everyone's computers.
Yeah, they did. It did. It was a virus. It was like a virus that's connected. It was like the mainframe of the school's computer, and then all those screens were like shared. Yeah. You know, and it just went throughout everyone's.
And I remember Mom was like, "Is everything all right?"
I was like, "No, like I was traumatized seeing some tits the first time."
He's like, "What do you think, Ma? I got
this is my first time seeing tits, Ma."
Exactly. I remember see, boobs all the time. Mom was like so concerned. I was like, "Dude," I was like, "He's gonna be fine." Like, yeah. I was like, "You probably." Everybody in the class was like, "Yeah,
yeah,
hell yeah!"
That was too funny.
Speaking of this podcast, if we were to be famous for this, mm-hmm. if this thing was the blow up,
the show,
yeah, like this show, like was suddenly like everybody started watching it, listening, and
yeah, everyone's listening, like, oh my god,
These guys
are
fucking
incredible.
Did it. These guys fucking did it. Amazing. What would you want to be famous for? Hmm. Like, if it came down to it, like, what would you want to be like, oh my God, it's Bill? And they would start staking. Like, what are you famous for?
What am I famous for? Oh my God. You put him in the spot.
I think I know what you're famous for, but I don't know if anybody would know who you are.
What, Lonely Ghoul?
I mean, yeah, if you were streaming.
Everyone knows who I am. If Billy, I was streaming.
The Ghoul. If he was a Twitch streamer. No, if you did like sound effects.
Sound
effects?
Not sound effects.
Voiceovers.
Voiceovers, yeah.
Voice acting.
Yeah.
Billy does a great like monster voice acting. Can you hit me with like a monster sound? Dude, or something?
Like you want to do like a quick like I Am Legend like zombie vampire? Yeah,
let's hear it. Don't break my ears. Just
let me clear my throat.
See, that's fucking scary, bro.
It's pretty scary.
Imagine that coming down the hallway chasing you.
I don't think you would want.
Someone's probably looking for that sound, and that could be you.
That could be me.
But voice acting.
They could use that sound right now.
They could.
Maybe like, clip it.
We're going to hear that one day. We're going to be like, fuck, they stole us from the podcast.
That's me.
We could have got paid.
Or it could be in a video game. I'm like, that was my voice.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't mind it. No credit. I don't care.
Just to
tell people, like,
that's me.
That's me.
You think they believe you, though?
No, then I'd do it.
That's what I was going to say. All you have to do
and
is
then
do
bang.
It.
They're like, damn.
What would you want to be famous for, though? Like, if you could do it.
I would love to be, like, I wouldn't mind, like, doing, like voice acting and shit and then mm-hmm. working my way up. Like, maybe they're like, oh, this guy looks, you know, attractive enough to be on fucking camera. Who knows?
We should put his face on camera.
We should put him on camera. Like Hugh Jackman when he's on the camera guy. You know what I'm saying? The cameraman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Hugh Jackman, you didn't know, was a cameraman before he was. I think he was a cameraman, and then he went to, like, I don't know if it was a.
No, it was like a
fortune teller.
Fortune teller came up to him, I think it was during the show, mm-hmm. and says, you're going to be faint, really big one day.
Wow.
I mean, imagine. And then he went for an acting interview, and he got it.
Excuse me, the same thing happened to me, but it was a woman. She said, you're going to win a pancake eating contest one day. She's like, I can see it.
You did it?
I fucking won, bro. Nah, I didn't win it.
Nah, you didn't win
but
it.
I did compete in one. But
no,
then,
you know what it said? You lost because you said there was no syrup.
Oh yeah.
Like, there I couldn't no win. Syrup. There was no syrup.
It was like dry. I was like, "Why do you want it?" I'm like, "We're gonna choke." Mm-hmm. I think that did end up happening. Like years later, some girl died from that.
I remember the next day you were shitting bricks.
Oh, I regretted it right away. I had like 8 mini pancakes. Oh, it was a mini. I had like 8 pancakes from IHOP because they were supporting the thing.
Mm-hmm. IHOP pancakes.
I think if I was to be famous, I would want to be like an actor. Like I could totally see my. Or I would want to be like a. I think I would want to be like a late night show host.
Really?
I think I would want to do the games. Hell yeah. All the prep, meeting of the guests.
Stress.
Like, stress. And then you have to like look into the guests. Not saying
something wrong.
That too. Like you have to keep like.
Ruins your image.
Oh, all right. You know what? Maybe I won't do it. Fuck. Because just now.
But you got to think of these things, dude. I mean, like if you're comfortable with getting abused, you know, that's.
I think whatever. I could be a pretty good actor.
But that's why I'm scared to be.
Famous.
I wouldn't mind having a following from an outside of you.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like a lot of people stream nowadays because they feel safe in the comfort of their own home.
Right.
While the fame takes over. Like, what's his name?
What's that famous guy with the deep voice?
Chocolate Rain
corpse.
Guy?
Corpse.
Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain Bill.
Yeah, Corpse.
Corpse
husband. Who just put out the new I think he put out a new song with MGK, Machine Gun, right?
Machine Gun Kelly. This guy, Corpse, he plays Among Us. If you haven't played Among Us, it's like a...
it's this little astronaut game.
Yeah.
Basically, you're in a space like I guess the main thing. You've been in a spaceship.
Yeah.
With a group of or with a crew.
Yeah.
And one of the crew are a killer.
Yeah.
Who you have to throw out the airplane,
or
with
the
your group
or the spaceship.
Or the spaceship, and basically remove him from the game. Which
yeah.
You guys,
basically,
so you can live.
If you remove him from the ship, you win. Mm-hmm. But if
he kills everyone on the ship, you lose.
You lose. But it could be two killers, it could be one,
be three,
but this guy got famous playing off of that because mostly because his voice is
so deep.
It's like the deepest thing ever.
You can't even impersonate it, so deep.
But now he makes music, but he never showed his face, and he just showed like his hands or something.
Shows his hands.
his hands
I think
on
he
the
just
keyboard.
Showed yeah just hands that's it just
but,
hands
but you so I think being famous today comes at a huge risk, and I think that
because now everything that. Everything you put out now
is there forever.
Is there forever.
And they'll always know like
who you're famous for.
Right.
Or how you went viral for that.
Right. And it's like
And it can affect your whole persona forever.
Instantly.
Like
you could probably never come back.
Yeah, exactly. You have to literally bring yourself into another spotlight.
If you were to become this voice actor, what do you think if people were looking on your social media what they would get you for?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you think you could cancel?
Oh, me?
What would
probably
you get canceled for,
probably? Vines, probably.
Probably.
You know, like, I'm fucking my dog. Remember that one?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they'd be like, he's a dog fucker.
He's a dog fucker. He fucks dogs.
He's been doing this for years.
Oh,
look at the date.
What a nut job.
I would probably get canceled for jerking off under the covers. Remember
that
Vine?
You're making margaritas.
I was making margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would be like, he's sexualizing.
He's sexualizing drinking.
Yeah.
For minors. Oh, my God.
I think
we're pretty safe, to be honest.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'd be all right. It was like, fuck him.
We'll see what happens.
I think I'll be all right. I think...
some girls at college are like, he fucked me.
Oh, my God.
You never know.
Yeah, could happen. It's like, oh, it was no consent.
And then I look right at her, I'm like, I fucking did.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I sure did. I fucked that girl.
You were the girl who gave that great head. There was this kid in my my class, like in college, who... would give girls consent forms to sign, not when they were drunk, but just in general.
Okay.
Like before, like if they were drunk, your consent form could mean
fuck off. Before they had sex.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, some girl can say anything, like if she really feels like it wasn't consent. So I don't know if the form even fucking matters. And if they're drunk, the form is totally.
I was drunk and I saw, and he made me sign it.
If she's drunk,
I thought it was a signature to like Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Okay.
The form is totally invalid if she's drunk. So. But there was this kid who would actually do that to say his ass.
Oh my God.
He would be like, "You have this. If we're going to have sex, you have to sign this, just so you know." It's like, it's nothing weird.
Yeah, I just want you to sign it.
Just right here at the dotted line.
I don't want to be sued.
Initial here and your nose right here. Thank you.
Your nose?
Little fingerprint.
Yeah, and your butt cheek here.
I would... Would you think it would be weird if like you constantly had people coming up to you, go, "Oh my God, it's Billy. Like
The consenter. That guy?
The consenter?
Oh, there was still
no,
on that
no,
topic.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, like my famous for?
If you're famous.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but like I see like these celebrities that can harass
right.
by paparazzi. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to be that famous.
Yeah.
Know? I wouldn't mind like a couple pictures here and there, like I'm an ice cream shop. Like, hey, you're that fucking guy.
Yeah.
That, you know, does that
you're
stupid
the,
shit.
You're the somebody suck me guy.
Yeah, the somebody suck yeah, you're that guy. Yeah. I wouldn't mind that. I don't know. I think it'd be cool. I mean, I did something that was well worth the like acknowledgement of other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's true. Like so, I would want it, I wouldn't want it to be
like if I made their day with that video, or I made their day with like different things I did, that would make me feel good.
Right.
So like, I wouldn't mind doing something like that.
Yeah. I don't know if I would want the fame of like Jackie Chan in China. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause then
I wouldn't want to be Justin Bieber famous. I feel like it'd be overwhelming. Like, and I feel like it would just like really like,
you can't do anything
and you need security constantly. Your fear of getting killed. I wouldn't want that.
Everything.
I'd rather be like in the vibes of how Seth Rogen is. Like no one's kidnapping Seth Rogen.
Not yet. Sorry, Seth.
He's getting pretty sexy. You see that most recent Instagram
thing? Is JQ?
Is JQ?
JQ's looking good. He's making pots. Speaking of pot, bro, 420's coming.
420.
You excited? Right.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I know you contained a large amount of substance. Do you have any plans? What are you going to do with that? Are you just going to are you going to do a lot that day? Is that like the plan?
Frank, every day for me is 420.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, no, is there really
that day we just we thank the weed gods
for the day. Is there an actual?
It's just like any other holiday. Like you can have stuff in today tomorrow. You don't have to have it on the holiday. You know?
That's true. You don't have to wait till Thanksgiving to have it.
Exactly.
But does 420 have any type of significant? Like I know it's like
besides Hitler's birthday.
Basically, I know 420 was like. I don't know if it was the day or the time that people would. I think it wasn't it like that was created because they would go out after school at that time to smoke. Like, wasn't that like where it started?
I don't know if that's 100% true.
Maybe it was,
but
somewhere along those lines.
Something, somewhere, some high guy was like 420 is the weed smoking day. Right. So that's how it started. I mean, I don't know the whole backstory. I didn't really look too deep into it. I just knew like when I was in school during high school,
right?
Like 420. I'm like, what the hell is that? What is that thing?
Yeah.
Like me, my innocent mind. Mm-hmm. What's 420? What's 420? Then I fucking look it up.
Hitler's birthday.
And then,
weed.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, besides Hitler's birthday. 420 is like a weed smoking day. So I was like, oh my God.
We do a lot of drinking games when we're with a bunch of people.
Of course, Flip Cup.
Flip Cup, Kings. Pong. Yeah, Pong. What would you do like if you had to make a weed game?
A weed game?
Yeah. Like, do you think that's possible?
Ooh. All right. So we did. Back when I was in high school, me and my friends did have a game with weed. We used to play Bong Pong.
Bong pong.
Bong pong. So it's ping pong, right? Okay. And you tried to hit the ball into the cup. If you were able to hit the pong ball into the cup, you play for points while you're already smoking casually. But
yeah.
If you hit the ball into the opponent's cup, they'd have to do a bong rip.
Oh, okay.
And then as you played the game, you get higher, obviously.
Right.
So it'd be more difficult. It'd be funny. It'd be hilarious. You're like, oh man, I feel like I'm slow motion.
Yeah, you know? It is.
So it'd be like really fun. But like,
do you think
you stop at a point? We wouldn't force you to do it. You obviously stop if you're like, oh, I'm feeling too baked. You know, I can't do this.
Yeah, but like,
it's not for the faint of heart.
Do you think being too high would be worse? Like, you know, it's like, oh, dude, I'm sucking a pong because I'm not drunk enough.
Well, is being too drunk bad? Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like being too drunk, yeah. But I'm saying, like, you know, when it's like, oh, I suck at pong and I need to get more drunk. It's like, people can't throw, like maybe not loose enough. Like, do you think you think it would be easier for
I would say
high?
For experienced smokers, mm-hmm. Same thing with experienced drinkers. I wouldn't say I should get more drunk if I was an experienced drinker, you know? Yeah. That's something for like a weed smoker would say the same thing. Like an experienced weed smoker shouldn't keep smoking to get better at whatever they think their game is better at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like sometimes I'll have a casual smoke during a video game and I feel like, I'm more relaxed now. I focus.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? You're able to chill.
But you don't do that if it's the first time or first time you're like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I can't play this game.
At me next time.
At you, Frank.
No, yeah, you're right. But that's cool. I feel like that would be a good, you know, I feel like they need to implement more weed games, like the Weed Olympics.
I'm on board for that.
I'm not going to lie. He's like, I'm all for that. Mm. But I think it's time to wrap this baby up, Billy Boy.
Let's put a bow on it. Slap it, put it in a sandwich, ship it.
Are you going to see Gary for 420? Is he coming?
Gary will be here. He's actually, he went on a quick trip to Kohl's. No, I'm over here.
Hey, he's been here.
Oh, shit. Gary's here.
I didn't even see him.
Gary, what do you mean? I thought you went to go get pizza for dinner.
Well, I got lazy. All right, God. I have to say it.
Sometimes
you get lazy.
And I ate one of your brownies.
Oh, shit.
Gary.
Billy.
Get into my brownie batch.
Does he eat the brownies or is?
No, he eat the brownies. There ain't no regular.
Gary, you know that. Gary, you know that was Billy's pot brownies, right?
What did you say?
All right, guys, we gotta go. All right, thank you for listening. Right, Gary, just relax.
Gary, just relax. You stay right there and you just chill.
Thank
out
you so much here. For listening to this podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Catch you next time.
Oh shit, this is gonna be rough.
Yeah.
Perfect.